It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Okay, we do not know if the debate over Iraq will actually affect the war in Iraq. President Bush has held to his strategy even as Congress argues over non-binding resolutions. So the debate is not changing much in Baghdad so far, but it could make a difference in future American elections. This morning we'll hear the story of one politician under pressure, Republican Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire. He faces a tough re-election bid next year, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
Late last week, in an office building for legislators at the state capitol in Concord, a news conference was underway. Democratic State Representative Gilman Shattuck was denouncing New Hampshire's two Republican senators, Judd Gregg and John Sununu.
I'm really ashamed to say that they were only two of the 12 senators from the Northeast who voted on Saturday to obstruct debate on escalation in Iraq.
Also blasting the senators for twice voting to filibuster the issue were a Marine corporal who'd served in Iraq and the head of the New England Council of Churches. The sharpest tongue-lashing was reserved for Sununu, and it came from a fellow Republican, state representative and party gadfly, Steve Valancourt.
I will say this to Senator Sununu. I like you. I voted for you. You had the courage to stand up and say the Real ID bill was wrong when most Republicans were going for that. Senator Sununu, it's time for you to stand up and say this was wrong, or you won't be Senator Sununu in 2 years.
New Hampshire Republicans have good reason to fret. Both of the state's GOP House incumbents lost to Democrats in November. The key reason is widely thought to be the Iraq War, which 55% opposed in a recent Granite State poll. Sununu was in New Hampshire last week, but held no public events. Sitting in his Manchester office, the Senate's youngest member said he was proud of his Lebanese heritage, and he laid out views on Iraq that war critics might find hard to fault.
I believe American forces shouldn't be put in the forefront of dealing with sectarian violence. I don't think we should make a commitment to a troop increase without the Iraqi government delivering on promises that they've made. I was very supportive of the recommendations made by the Iraq Study Group when they came out.
Still, Sununu does not back Senate Democrats' current push to narrow the 2002 resolution that authorized the use of force in Iraq, and he insists his votes against taking up an anti-troop increase resolution were cast only because his party was denied its alternative.
Unfortunately, the Democratic leadership decided that that partisanship was much more important than having an open debate. That's wrong. And I think if you ask an average voter in New Hampshire or anywhere in the country, they understand that's wrong.
But asking voters along Main Street and Concord about Sununu's stance, he got little support.
I just find that incredible. It makes no sense. I mean, of course we need a debate about it. It can't be ignored. It's too huge.
That's 37-year-old Jennifer LaCrosse, a self-proclaimed independent. 41-year-old Mark Fairbank calls himself a historically conservative voter. He says it was wrong for Sununu to block debate on the Iraq resolution.
Oh, I think the war in Iraq is very important. It's a critical issue, and it'll have a lot to do with how I vote next year.
At St. Anselm's College, politics professor Dante Scala says Sununu could still do what five other Senate Republicans up for re-election next year have done. He could cross over and vote with Democrats to debate the surge.
Some might say that's the smart thing for Sununu to do because New Hampshire is trending Democratic. But I think New Hampshire is a purple enough state that you can't do that. He has to have Republican core support, and he has to figure out a way to get back some of those independent voters who are in the center.
So far, Sununu's finessed such competing demands, voting with his party on Iraq while questioning the president's policies there. The University of New Hampshire's Andrew Smith, who directs the Granite State poll, says Sununu has a 45% approval rating in the state, compared to just 31% for President Bush.
The thing that Sununu's got going for him, I think, that makes his vote not as problematic is that he's always been known as a consistent person who hasn't swung with the political winds.
But New Hampshire's political winds have blown increasingly harder against the Iraq War. And as Congress continues struggling over that war, Sununu's consistency on it is certain to be tested again and again. David Wellner, NPR News.